This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Pumpter.
Are you all right? What's happening over there?
Having troubles.
What's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Nothing's going on with this. I'm just getting myself organized.
I see.
We have a whole new normal at my house right now. So.
Tell me all about it.
Well, my kid gets out of school now, so earlier than we used to.
Oh.
Ay-yi-yi.
What time was she at Susan's house?
She was at a different school, but it was a preschool that was sort of also
kept all day, right?
Daycare.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so what time does she get out
She gets
now?
Out at 2-something now.
Oh, boy.
So Dad rode over on his bike. Brum, brum, brum. My actual bicycle.
Yeah. Just kidding. It doesn't have a brum, brum going.
That's me pretending. Boy.
Do you carry her bike on the back or something?
No, she rode her bike to school.
I see.
Mom ran.
Oh, nice.
Beside her.
Get a little run in every day.
Wow. Dude, life is... You want to hear something trippy?
Sure.
Bryn suggested this TV show called Working Moms.
I knew you'd love it.
I don't know that we love it. Check this out. So, it's on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, you may not want to.
Is it a comedy or a documentary?
It's a comedy, but it's not. It's very real life. And there's not really anything funny about this lady's postpartum. Like,
yeah,
she's says some things in a way that you're like, that came out way too simply.
But that's still funny because she's so bizarre.
Yeah, but I mean, they're like, I don't want to give the line away, but it's something like driving your... You ever fantasize about driving your car into a lake and you're all, what?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No, I don't fantasize about that.
But she's talking about... She's like, right. I'm just having a little postpartum. Just a little bit. So, anyway.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's a trip because one of the things that's happening, the main... By the way, that lady is like a Reitman.
Yes. Uh-huh, yes.
So there's Ivan Reitman.
Catherine Reitman.
And then his kid, what's the kid's name?
Which one would you say right now? Ivan?
Ivan was the dad, I believe. And then the kid...
Didn't we have the kid in here? Didn't he
direct? The kid did something with Clooney,
Jason
I think.
Jason Reitman.
Yeah, yes.
And anyway, there's another one. And I don't know where she falls in the family line, but she writes and produces this thing.
Oh, wow.
And she stars in it, too?
And stars in it, too. So her character is a working mom.
Right.
And I'm watching this with Christina, and as you well know, we had some troubles after the kid came.
Sure.
Part of it had to do with this stuff. So the lady's got this... She's at work. She's back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are the guys, and she's competing with these dudes, and they're like, all right, we got a 4 o'clock appointment. And she's all, you see her on her face. She's supposed to be home. And they're like, is this a problem? No, of course not. Meanwhile.
No. It's a total problem.
Well, yeah. And Christina's watching this, and she's going, that's my life.
That's her.
Right there.
That's why
that was me.
Love it.
That's what I was dealing with. She's like, I'm sitting here and they're going, they call out of nowhere for a 4 o'clock appointment and I'm supposed to be home at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going, and meanwhile, we all know I'm no strawberry shortcake when it comes to changing plans and...
Yeah, you're not exactly a roll with it kind of guy.
Adding stuff to your list.
You mean what? Right. So I could see where she's, you know... So she's watching it, and she's getting completely anxious. I can see her bawling up as we're watching it on the couch.
Oh, God.
So we finished the
first. So it doesn't sound relaxing.
No. So she's. We finished.
But funny though, right? It has its moments. It has its moments.
It has its moments.
It's so relatable.
But I'm telling you, the lady sitting next to me is like grinding as she's seeing these moments. This lady's these positions she's being
terrible.
Put in. Then she gets a this lady's like they hang a promotion out in front of her. Hmm. Well, do you want to? You want your name in? And she's like, of course. Yes. And they're like, you know, this is a move to wherever for 2 months. And she's like, yeah, well, this is what I've worked for. Ugh. Meanwhile, she's got a newborn at home.
And a husband.
And
is her husband like Vinny?
He's not.
Are you relating?
No, I mean, there's a lot to relate to, but it was just a trip to, I watched two episodes and
That's
after
great.
She goes, we should stop watching this. Maybe I'll watch it alone later and see if I can actually find a way to enjoy it.
Yeah.
She wasn't having
or
fun.
Or not. Just don't. Yeah. If it's reminding you of everything bad that happens in your life, then it's not
Well,
for
but this is, I mean, I don't know whether anyone listening needs something they can relate to, but that movie or that show is absolutely on point.
Right.
And I don't know anything about her, but she's nailing it. I don't know if she ever was a working mom or if she just has friends who told her what it's like.
Right.
I mean, she's in a Hollywood family, right?
Right. Yeah.
They're all Canadian in that series.
Oh.
It's a trip.
Oh, that's in Canada?
I don't know if it's in Canada, but I looked up all the actresses.
Oh,
and
you're saying
all...
the origins of all the actors and actresses.
Yeah.
It's not set in Canada.
I think it's a TV show from Canada.
Oh, well, there's
a lot of shooting done there because it's cheaper. Isn't Vancouver like the other Hollywood?
They do a lot up there.
So maybe that's it.
Like the X-Files. The same thing
with, cheaper, right?
It's Creek.
Uh-huh. Oh, right.
Also a Canada show.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You watch that too? Is that a Netflix show?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
It took some time to grow on me.
Yeah, it's gotten better, but it's...
Yeah, that's like on the list of you know how you just keep hearing about great shows and you just
never
get to them. Yeah, but people recommend stuff, so you just like, all right, I'll put it on my list.
That's an easy watch. Cares, but Working Moms, solid. Mm. I finished season 3 already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I'm all about it. I love it so much.
Oh, huh?
Did Anita like it?
She's like in season 1, episode 5. Oh. You know, our schedules just don't line up.
Well,
so.
Right. That's why. That's what brings it up to mind. Today's early day. I'm like, last night she goes, "You gonna be able to get home by noon?"
Oh,
I got an appointment, or I got a meeting at noon, and you know, you got to get the kid. And I'm like, no, I can't promise that I'll be. What if
I'm not right? What if I get stuck in traffic?
And she's like, all right, well, I'll make other arrangements. I'm like, what? We're in a first week. It's just,
this is the new normal. I guess on Wednesdays, you got to get the
out
of here.
I mean, I said, yes, I'll figure out how to get there today. But maybe we could tell work, like, you know,
Wednesdays at noon is not a great time.
I need to black out Wednesdays from 12 to 12:30.
Is it better working at Salesforce? Are they a little more flexible?
Yeah.
Understanding about
well
you know,
it's not
parenting.
So much that she's yes all that is cool but she's taken a much lower position with much less responsibility. She was a director and all the way they break up these groups, I don't know, that seems to be all the same. All of these tech companies have the same sort of
hierarchy,
the way they work, like these groupings, teams. What team are you on?
That's tough.
That's weird. It's so. Anyway, she's in a good position.
Well, she's young too. Like as you know, the kids will. You'd be surprised how quickly they sort out a life for themselves, and you know, not that they don't need their parents or anything, but she'll be able to.
I'm just picturing the 1-year-old right now. Who's walking around with arms waving, and you're like, is she gonna clunk her head on the ground when she falls?
Because
it's falling. And well, right, but I mean, there's no.
I know you're in it now.
I'm
there's
not
no sense talking about the future.
Any care for yourself right now? What I'm seeing is.
Plus, she's gonna be Keith. I just know it.
A trip to the ER.
She's gonna be nothing but trouble for you guys.
Anyway, so Working Moms, maybe Maybe not.
Maybe
I don't know.
They're going to love it.
You want it, you got it.
There's anxiety there, though. Yeah. If you're someone who
I don't
is
like to watch a show that, that's making me feel
it's like, anxious,
even,
I know.
Even like watching Frasier or like these ones where they get themselves into these situations or like Curb Your Enthusiasm where you're just like, what? Where you just... You start to cringe in on yourself, like, no, no, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't agree to that. Just, I like to just have a little more relaxing of a time watching a show. Like, even Ozark does it to me sometimes. Like, you see the situation that they're getting themselves into, and you just go, no.
Well,
no,
that...
Don't do that.
I agree with you, and those shows create that, and for sure, that's, they're doing it by design.
Yes.
But those aren't relatable. This is right. Like hitting
home. It's a
little
home. Too true.
Like she's staying late in a meeting and they're all eating Chinese food and she's, I forget what triggers her, but she starts to tear up.
Oh no.
And all the guy, like some guy says some dicky thing to her, you know, like just, it was, they're all joking with each other and even she does it. She says something to the dude and so she's opened the door now.
Yeah.
And then he says something back. And they're all eating out of their little Chinese cartons. And then she starts to tear up. And all the dudes at the table around her are like, uh-oh.
Turn the other way.
Yeah, like, what are we just... And now she's mad at herself because she's...
Feels weak, anger.
Professional.
Just,
yeah.
It's so crunchy.
You
just
I
look over, and as this is happening, I'm looking at Christina going, oh, boy.
You want to look away, though.
Well, because I know that she's been there.
Yeah.
Crunch.
God, that's just
so awful.
It is. I swear to God, there are times in my life when I just hear someone else's work experiences and I just think to myself, you know, God, I just love this job so much. I'm so lucky. Like, it's such a different experience than so many people have.
Right, totally.
No, everything comes with its trials.
Sure, absolutely. It's just that it's not a meeting at 4 p.m. that's been called when my boobs are rock hard because I need to get home and nurse, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. And it can be such a boys' club in those situations. And you don't want to show any weakness. Mm-hmm. It's rough. It's hard out there for a chick.
Well, if you remember when we were having all those problems and I'm like, all right, we've got to go to counseling. She's like, I don't have time for that. And I was so looking at her like, that's completely the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even accept that from you. And
yeah, so we're just going to call this over?
That's not even an option. You don't have time for what? Right. What?
Make time.
But I, you
and
know.
And the busy people can.
But as you explain, you know, sort of the worky mom thing, there you go. There is no time.
God, I'm like feeling verklempt over that.
I know.
Yeah.
Trip.
I will never watch that show. It just sounds too
hard. It's been a while since you had kids, and it's not nearly as like, it's not going to hit home for you as much, I think.
Still.
It's a funny show.
It is
it's
funny.
A fun watch.
All right, maybe I'll give it a try. I'm watching that. Oh, my God. Is everything okay?
Was that me?
Yeah, that's your chair.
Yeah, it's the...
Oh, you were leaning back, so I'm
I
like,
know, that's
oh,
what
him.
I thought. Oh, it's, this time it's Bryn's chair.
All right.
Oh, he's underneath your chair.
My feet must have hit it.
Fiddling you.
Yeah, that's it. All right.
Well, you know, top-notch equipment.
Maybe I'll buy a $500 chair any minute.
Nice.
Not happening.
Yeah. And then putting caution tape across it. No one else sits here.
It's a pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
I would totally leave it in here, my chair. But I'm afraid it might get broken and then I'd be bummed.
Or yeah. Get stained and you'd be looking at it like, what? Who happened here?
Yeah. It's expensive. I already have a little, because it rubs against the board here.
Yes. So
there's already like a little
fray.
Hole, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going to get an iron-on patch for that.
Have you make me one?
Okay, I'll do it. I have all kinds of iron-on crap. Anyway, I don't know. Did you ever read the Neil Gaiman book, Good Omens?
No.
It's this book about, it's supposed to be about the end of the world, and it's, I don't want to say too much about it, but basically the Antichrist is born, but he gets screwed up in a swap with other babies, and they've done a piece on it on, or they've done a series on it on Amazon, and it's
The devil is born.
Yep, but he's just a little boy. He doesn't
and
know
somehow
he's the devil.
There's a mix-up.
There's a mix-up at the hospital.
And the wrong family brings Satan home.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
The Antichrist, yeah.
And what is Satan's name in the show?
His name is Adam.
Adam.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, there's a twist.
The nurses were trying to get him to, get them to name him Damien.
Right.
But they named him Adam.
Well,
Adam.
Who's Satan's parents?
Satan's parents are this just couple from this little town in England.
Do they know that they...
No, oh, no. They had a baby.
And,
right.
Okay.
Do Satan's parents, real parents, know that they had Satan?
Satan's real parents are not disclosed.
Oh.
He's a product of hell. And they bring him up to
Sounds
the surface.
Terrible.
And, yeah. No, it's funny, though. I mean, it's believe it or not. So it's about these two angels. Well, an angel and a fallen angel.
So you and Hooman are watching
this? A demon.
This.
No. John and I are watching
Oh, I was going to say, it doesn't sound like...
No.
Something
Hooman
your boy would find funny.
That. Yeah, it's good though. I don't know if it's as good as Working Moms, but I'll tell you what, it's a little more relaxing, even though it's about the Antichrist and hellhounds.
Hellhounds?
Yeah, you know, kid gets a hellhound for his 11th birthday. The dog just finds him. You know, got to go find the Antichrist.
Huh?
Yeah. So anyway, tonight,
what's
Big
the hellhound's name?
Dog.
Dog.
Yeah.
All right.
Guy's got to name him.
What's this show called?
Good Omens.
Good Omens. I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's cute. You'll like it. I mean, just watch the first episode and see.
Satan's called Adam.
Well, he's the Antichrist. He's not Satan himself. He's just like the son of Satan, I guess. Christ was the son of God. Antichrist is the son of Satan. I guess. I don't really know all the lore.
Too much
I don't
that.
Know about Satan having a son. I thought Satan was Satan.
Well, I think that Satan, I think, you know how they talk about the Antichrist, like the Antichrist is coming, and it's, you know, I think it's based on that God's son, Christ, came, mm-hmm. and that someday there'll be an Antichrist,
oh,
and that'll
Satan
signal the
send
end of the
his
world.
Boy
right,
up.
I guess. I don't know where he gets a boy from, but.
Huh.
Yeah, just looks like a little human boy. Sweet. He's a sweet kid.
He is, huh?
He doesn't know he's the Antichrist. That's the whole thing.
Ah. So but he has wicked thoughts.
He has thoughts.
Like
I
someone's all...
No.
You he's can't got have your
friends,
binky, and he's like, I will kill
he's
you.
He's dorky. He's, you know, it's fun. It's good. It's actually it's just kind of a cool, weird show. I mean, I'm enjoying it.
Can he move
know.
Crap?
No. He doesn't know anything about what he is or what he can do all yet. Right. He's just a weird kid.
Okay.
He knows how to make things happen, weirdly.
All right.
Just sort of wishes things into.
Oh, so he can make things happen.
Not really.
What do you
think?
You
of.
Just.
Well,
I'm asking
gotta watch
you questions,
yeah,
and you're.
That.
Yeah, you're.
He just.
Can he choke a guy without doing anything?
Well, he hasn't tried that, so maybe he could.
You know how Darth can do that?
Yes.
Like just choke a
it
guy.
It is really, you know, that's the Force, the evil, the dark side of the Force at work. I don't know if it's the Force or Satan's power or what he's got going. He's a sweet kid.
I wouldn't want to try to feed that kid vegetables.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
You would think that, you know, him not being happy about something would be a problem for the family.
Yeesh.
Anyway, it's called Good Omens. It's not on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have that?
I believe
sure
one of us has
do
it.
You,
I don't have it.
I think that if you're a Prime member on Amazon, and I'm pretty sure your wife is.
She's an extreme orderer.
She
yes.
can share with you.
Yeah, then you have, no, you just get it up on your TV. You just,
right. I don't know if she's on your level or your level, but she's up there.
Hey, she works from home.
She's vying
she's probably
right.
past our level.
She's vying for the title.
Yeah.
I need this.
Click. Yeah. Oh, let me just quickly buy this. Hold on, honey.
Too easy.
Right, a lot of things that you buy, you like, if you had just given it 5 minutes, you'd have forgotten about it.
But it's good for someone like me who doesn't want to go drive somewhere.
Right.
Boop. Order that.
I know.
Order that.
It's the end of the world.
I just got a note. Can what? You see what? The sunrise? And oh. no, it's
no.
pitch blackout.
It's, yeah. I can see that the sky is lightening, but it's, isn't it kind of foggy today, or is it not foggy?
Well, they said the fog was in for the next few days. I can't see either.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, apparently it must be
who
nice.
Who sent that to?
My friend Amy.
Hi,
oh,
Amy.
Where does she live? Somewhere inland?
No idea.
Oh. Yeah, I'll go and look. during the break. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's start with a song. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.